This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today. And this half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. I went with Ford. Great pre-owned inventory. They go over each and every one with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, so important it eases the buying experience. And a terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. It's always a great time to talk with Mark Wogenrich. Mark, first of all, welcome. It's great to have you with us. Hello, Mark. It's always a pleasure. Great to always have you on the other end to speak with. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, appreciate it too, Steve. Thanks so much. And never let it be said that a landline can't come in handy.
Perfect. Landlines are actually rather crisp and clear. Stunning,
good.
As it may seem. Okay, no class this week. The commencement was Saturday. Classes don't begin here until the 26th that weekend. So in your mind and your experience, how important are the next 10 days to really form what this team is to start the season?
Yeah, you would think that it would be pretty critical because this would be, I guess, your really big development time when you get when you don't have the distraction would be the wrong word, but the having the class and practice at the same time, obviously, and this is that last stretch where probably you're going to scrimmage, you're going to get the real really delineating starters from two deeps, from the third guy and the fourth guy in a 17 game season. That makes it important before you get into West Virginia. So I think this is probably this is a real crucial stretch for them. I would guess more from the who are our best, not just best 22 players, but then our best players beside them to develop the depth we need to play, potentially a very long season.
Yeah, and absolutely. So what would be something that if you were standing there on an everyday basis, you'd be looking for at this stage of training camp? Positionally, what would you be looking at?
I'm sure you've heard a billion times over wide receivers in certain spots on the offensive line and the rotation at quarterback or cornerback, things like that. Mm-hmm. I would want to see Drew and how he is assessing or how is he's kind of flourishing in the role of being a second year starter in a first year offense. That was something that I think really got maybe was kind of underscored or wasn't really like a big primary thing with Sean Clifford, and that he had to go through these offensive changes a couple of times, and each time you're starting over, and it can be very difficult. And now for Drew starting over, how is he handling that? How is he handling being more of an alpha player on their offense, not being the first year starter anymore, but having to be more of a primary voice? How is he handling the changes that Andy Kotelnicki is making to the offense. How is he handling guiding his receivers through this, his tight ends through this, a new center with Nick Dawkins, basically, you know, 3 to 4 new starters on that offensive line. I want to see where he is because I just think he's the most important player on the team this year, in my view. And, you know, just, you know, having been able to speak with him a couple of times since spring, you get a sense he's coming out of what was more of a, you know, a quieter role, that he is learning to be a bigger voice, a bigger presence on that offense. And one of the interesting things he said at media day was that he really wants to feel comfortable with every play that Andy Kotelnicki is calling. So if he's not comfortable with them, he's been able to question those. And I found that really interesting because I'm wondering how much he would have done that as a first-year, just as a first-year starting quarterback.
Well, exactly, because, look, he's now going into his second year as a starter. What do you think it means, Mark, that he essentially has seen every kind of pace that a defense can throw at you, because he saw some good teams last year? What do you think that means to his ability to allow the game to slow down for him, thus the ability to question a play?
Yeah, I think he's always had that processing ability. I remember last year I talked to Brad Mandler, his quarterback's coach in Ohio, and he talked a lot about how Drew processes information on the field really quickly, how his eyes move from place to place really smoothly, and that he sees a lot of things, and that he's able to really make quick decisions. He's been able to do that since high school. He ran a quick-paced offense in high school in which he threw a lot. Obviously, that's not, you know, what we're talking about here. But I think there are elements of that. And then going in last year and seeing all the different kinds of defenses that he saw, you know, of course that's going to just better equip him when it comes time to huddle, when it comes time to go fast, when it comes time to convey a signal to his players. You know, having that processing information, it would be different, you know, because he's going to have the earpiece this year. And as a first-year quarterback, you wonder how overwhelming that would be, and to have to be able to process a ton of that stuff too, and get that out, get that information out. I think he's better equipped to do that. And I think he's obviously working a lot with Andy Kotelnicki, but I really would be really curious to see how much, as a kind of a backstop or as maybe a secondary source of information, Tom Allen has been, because Tom Allen had the game plan for him last year, and he could go to Tom Allen and vice versa and say, how did you attack me? And Tom could say, we did this. This is the weaknesses that we thought you had, and this is the way we tried to attack you. And I think that's really beneficial too, that he's kind of got two coordinators who he can get a lot of information from. And he just really seems like a quarterback who really absorbs information and just demands more and more of it.
In the conversations you've had with him, did the subject of Bo Perbula come up? And if so, what did he say?
Oh, he can't praise Bo highly enough. And I think we try to frame, not them, not Penn State, but maybe outside, the framing is of Bo as the secondary quarterback, as the change-up quarterback, rightly or wrongly. And I think Penn State maybe views him as being able to bring a different dynamic, because he simply does that. I remember, you know, Drew talked a couple of years ago about learning from Bo in workouts, you know, in like off-season training. And that's one of the things their strength coach, Chuck Losey, said that Bo was just so far ahead of Drew when they both got there in terms of workouts, that he just trained more.
I
mean, Drew's the quarterback who threw the ball a lot. Bo was the athlete who worked out a lot. And I think they got things from each other about that. But that was one of the things Drew, I think, really tried to absorb from Bo, was the training component. And it sounded like that was one of the really core things that he worked on this year. Chuck Losey had mentioned making, you know, really working on Drew's movement. I think agility and that step ability that Bo just kind of has naturally, that Bo can, like, that change of direction, that sort of thing. I think Andy Kotelnicki thought Bo was in the top 1% in the country among quarterbacks with that change of direction ability. That's the kind of stuff that I think Drew was trying to work on to be able to run some of the things that he's going to need to run with Andy. So having Bo there to train with and seeing how Bo trains with that, I think has been really helpful with him.
Oh, no, I went to some of the winter workouts the last couple of years. Bo is special when it comes to that. There's no question about it. You're talking about the offensive line. I know on media day, a lot of people did want to talk to Nick Dawkins. And, of course, Nick has an incredible story. There's a lot from his father, Darryl Dawkins, that, you know, when I've talked to him about it, he's been very open about talking about how important his dad was to him. Now, his mom's his world. I mean, let's not...
Janice is a wonderful, wonderful... I live in their area, was with Nick.
Isn't she the greatest?
I did a story in high school on Nick when he was at Parkland High School. His mom finally let him get a tattoo. He turned 18. His mom said, you can get a tattoo. And the first tattoo was he got of his father's jersey number. So I actually was at the tattoo place where he got it. I was sitting there with his mom, talking to his mom and Nick as he's getting this tattoo. And he was a phenomenal personality. Even then, his mom is general manager of a really good restaurant. Just to plug a restaurant in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania called Edge. She works there. Phenomenal
Edge?
Place. Highly recommended.
If
you're coming to coming to the area.
Oh no, count me in.
Yeah.
I can work that. I can work that Edge in Bethlehem.
Yep.
You got it. All right.
And I would recommend if you see Janice, have her make some desserts for you too. So.
This segment's working out way better than I thought it would. give me a couple of other guys that to you as a reporter are great personalities where you relish the time you spend with them and help you, and because of how they are, they help craft a story for you.
Yeah. On this team, it's been... I haven't spent a lot of time with Julian Fleming yet, but he seems like he can be that person. He has he's got such experience, such calluses through college football, and he's got a wisdom about the game.
Yeah.
And he really is able to he's really able to explain that well and share that well. I talked to him, a little bit at Media Day, and you really get a sense of he feels at peace and at peace with where he is in a place where he thinks he can thrive and kind of really have the year in college football that he hasn't had yet. Another guy, I'm sure everybody will say this, but Devon J. Thomas, formerly Devon Elise, he is one of those personalities who you just cannot help but smile when you're talking to him at the Peach Bowl. I had like a horrible case of... like laryngitis. I could barely talk.
I remember.
So, and I was like, I can't. It's so hard to ask questions because I'm in a whisper voice. And he just sat there and he handed me a bottle of water. He's like, no, take your time. It's all good. He's another one. I mean, he's just another player who gets it, who really gets the player media relationship part of it and enjoys it, has fun with it. You know, it's not adversarial to him. It's not a chore to him. I mean, and that I really enjoy that about him. Drew's really interesting. Drew is, you know, is much better than he was, as every player is after their first or second year.
Sure.
He just, you know, the way he talks about football is he has this, if you get him into the, you know, talking about film or play breakdowns or something like that, he has the capacity to I think explain things in a pretty, you know, in a pretty simple way that I always find to be a good sign that somebody understands what they're talking about. That's one of the things, just as a throwback, that's one of the things that really, really impressed me about Micah Shrewsbury. Like, Micah Shrewsbury, when he was at Penn State, could simplify the game to the point that an idiot like me could understand it. So I thought, if he can do that, what can he do with the players when he's talking at, you know, at a high level? And, you know, Mike Rhodes has that too, but I really noticed that about Micah when he's there. And I get a little bit of that with Drew as well.
Well, when you get that stuff, it makes the job fun,
mm-hmm.
right? And they, I mean, in a lot of ways, they almost write it for you, which I think is terrific. I mean, some guys, it takes a little bit more to bring out. I would say, like, for example, I think he's going to be a, have a terrific season, but I think it takes a little bit more to bring Tony Rojas out, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys yeah, like Kobe King's very good. Kobe King and you know, Kobe and Kalen together. Yeah. Really good. It's going to be. I think Kobe's going to be an interesting player this season without his brother. You know, kind of to play alongside and have that you know person next to him like that, just who has never been there. I find that an interesting dynamic. And one player who I would love, you know, I'd love to get a little more time around. You know, Nicholas Singleton is just not a talker at all, but he can be pretty introspective and he can be pretty interesting. When it comes to working out, when it comes to you know training, and when it comes to his vision of himself in football, he just has Nick has this really clear vision of where he wants to go, and he doesn't seem like he has time for a lot of the periphery. In it, he has this focus that to me, he doesn't have to say a lot to demonstrate it, and that's one of the players. I'm really looking forward to see what he can do this year because of the way he expresses his desire to have like a head-turning season.
Mark, always a pleasure. The landline sounded great.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Mark Wolgenrich joining us on the show today. We'll come back with more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.